The students of Chester College are balancing final exams with picketing the steps of the school's administrative building. Senior Jenna Gaughan, who also works at the college, took the bullhorn.
I'm the director of student services at Chester College of New England, and I want Bob Bings to leave his office today and go home forever.
Other students, like Amy Gradziewicz, talked about why they want the college to stay open.
This college taught me to never give up on something you love. And I want this college to stay open for everything that it's taught me.
2 weeks ago, a school administrator let slip to faculty members that plans were in the works to close the school down after finals. The tiny art school just outside of Manchester was founded in 1965 and has fewer than 150 students. In the last 2 weeks, students and faculty have rallied to raise $92,000, hoping to help save the school. That's impressive, but it's only a fifth of the hole in Chester's current operating budget. President Baines has also been trying to help keep the school afloat. He says things could have been much worse.
And I have no apologies for my efforts to try to save Chester College. The college would have gone out of business a couple of years ago if I hadn't prevailed on the board to stick with our plan and keeping the college open.
Baines says the recession brought enrollment down, making a serious dent in Chester's budget. He and the trustees have been tight-lipped on specific plans for how to keep the college open. Faculty spokesman Daryl Matsumoto says that lack of transparency is a big part of the problem.
Everyone, up to the upper administration, feels to me that we've been paddling the same canoe, Viking ship, whatever you want to call it. But the upper administration was pointing in other directions.
Matsumoto and all of the 10 other full-time faculty members have signed a vote of no confidence against Baines. 28 out of 29 staff members and 6 adjunct faculty also lent their signatures. In a statement, the Board of Trustees says it received the no-confidence vote, and while it understands the emotional situation, it unanimously backs President Baines' leadership. Baines says he too understands the anger of the faculty, staff, and students, but he wasn't in a position to talk openly about the college's finances. He says that kind of publicity can sink a college.
Think about it. If you're a parent thinking of sending your son or daughter to Chester College of New England for $30,000 a year, and you read about the fact it's in financial difficulty, are you going to send your son or daughter to that college?
But Baines' explanations don't wash for current students like Shane Bendanya. He led Monday's rally and says if the college doesn't raise the money it needs to stay open, students are prepared to do more than shout into bullhorns.
We will move into the dorms. We will move into the library, into this office, and it will do whatever it takes.
Chester College is scheduled to hold commencement this Saturday. Whether or not the school opens again next fall remains an open question. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.